She tried again to jerk her arm from his grasp. No, you don't. Don't try to get away. I told you, you're not having this baby. And I mean it. His face, only inches from hers, was cruel and twisted. Purple veins bulged across his forehead and down his neck. Laura could smell the alcohol in his breath, strong and pungent. She thought she was going to vomit. Instead, she closed her eyes and whispered, "Don't. Please don't. Frank." "Shut up, you worthless bitch," he screamed. "Just shut the hell up. You can never learn, can you? Can never learn." He could hear his mother's voice, strident, accusing. "Dumb, stupid whore." He spat out the words in disgust and shoved her hard into the stair rail. "Please, Frank, don't do this," she begged, trying to catch her balance, clutching to the banister. His voice grew low and threatening, controlled, as he hovered over her. "I told you. No kids. How many times have I told you we can't have kids? Some people aren't meant to have them. Should never have had them. Never have brought them into a world where you're not wanted or loved. Why can't you understand that?" He paused, heaving, trying to catch his breath. "And then what do? Huh? You go and get yourself pregnant. And all you have to say for yourself is, 'Please, Frank, please,'" he mimicked her. "You're a damn stupid bitch. I don't know how I've put up with you for so long." His pent-up rage was beyond his control. His fist shot out of nowhere, smashing squarely into her nose before she even saw it coming. The shock of the blow, the crack of bone meeting bone, registered just an instant before her head exploded with a lightning bolt of pain, sending her crumbling to the floor. Dazed and unsteady, Laura struggled to get up. A powerful kick struck her at mid-ribcage, and agonizing pain shot through her torso. She could taste the blood running from her nose, could smell its sweet, sickening odor. Just one thought consumed her. She had to escape. Primal instinct propelled adrenaline through her veins, and she tried again to raise herself from the floor. But her legs were weak, and the space around her swirled in hazy circles. Have to get away. Get away. Long strands of hair, now matted with blood, fell across her face as she crawled across the carpet, like a hawk swooping toward its prey. Frank reached down and pulled her up by the hair, wrenching an arm behind her back. His fist pulled back again, and a well-planned blow shot viciously into her stomach. The wind was knocked out of her. She couldn't breathe. She still struggled to escape. He pulled back his fist and hit her again, low in the abdomen. Laura doubled over as an agonizing pain ripped through her body, and she dropped to the floor again. A vicious kick landed into her belly, and she screamed in agony. She tried to roll away, to pull her knees up, protect her baby, but the pain consumed her and waves of blackness rolled over her, threatening to sweep her away. "Frank!" she screamed, but it came out as a whisper. "Maybe I should just get rid of you altogether and start over." Somewhere deep in his psyche, deep in a child's memory, he recalled hearing those words before. His heart pounded in his chest. His blood roared in his ears. Images swam in front of Laura's eyes, but she couldn't focus. The pain engulfed her, took over all her senses. "All I know for sure is that you're not having this baby." And with that, Frank gripped her body and shoved her with all his might down the staircase.